The scale seems to be horrific. The magnitude 7 earthquake is the biggest and most powerful to strike Port-au-Prince in over two centuries. And now what we have is a city of more than 3 million people densely packed into mostly fragile slums. And the reports coming out of Port-au-Prince are absolutely horrific.
Communication services down. And it's also presenting enormous difficulties getting aid through.
Yes, well, the airport certainly was shut because the control tower cracked and planes that were taking off just as you just after the earthquake hit, said that they thought a bomb had struck the airport. However, it seems that in the last few hours, the airport has reopened, at least to emergency flights, and so military flights and humanitarian cargoes are now, in fact, beginning to arrive.
What's been the international reaction to this?
Universal support for of solidarity and pledges of aid. Everybody from the United States to Venezuela to the European Union, France and Britain are all promising to send large amounts of aid as quickly as possible. Some is in cash form. The Israelis are sending an elite team of doctors and engineers and so forth. So it seems that the international community is girding up for a very large-scale humanitarian effort.
Haiti, of course, unfortunately, has been subject to many natural disasters over the years.
Yes. Now, this is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, which had the even more misfortune of being struck by four hurricanes and tropical storms late last year. And so this really ravages the country. And when I was last there on a visit, there was people eating mud cakes. And this is what they were using, is a type of clay which they used to supplement their diet. And this was even before the storms had hit. So, I mean, that is the level of poverty you have there. So now that they just have no infrastructure to deal with any form of disaster on this scale. So I think what we're going to see in the next few days and weeks is going to be an extreme emergency on a massive scale. There's talk of 3 million people in need of emergency aid and food supplies. So how the international community is going to be able to respond, given the lack of infrastructure there, remains a mystery to me and to most of us.